Today is Memtes. We are on Memtes, on the top by the Mishnah. Okay, so the Mishnah is now going to deal with one of everyone's favorite topics on Pesach, is Erev Pesach Shachal Yos B'Shabbos. So, Erev Pesach is on Shabbos. What do you do with the Chametz? When do you destroy the Chametz? You're supposed to destroy the Chametz Erev Pesach, but today is Erev Pesach Shabbos. What do you do? So, Arba Asar, the 14th of Nisan, which is the time for Bir Chametz, Shachal Yos B'Shabbos. Falls out on Shabbos, you're not allowed to burn, right? You can't burn the Chametz on Shabbos, right? Well, I just Mivarin es hakol milifnei Shabbos. So you destroy everything, whether it's chulin, whether it's truma, you destroy everything before Shabbos. And Rashi says, right, mivarin es hakol bein chulin bein truma. Then he says chutz michdei achilas olu Shabbos, except what you need for Shabbos itself. Make sure you have to be mishar exactly what you need for Shabbos, and make sure you eat it all on Shabbos. Aval kol masha asig levar yivar. Whatever you need to destroy, you destroy before Shabbos. Divrei Rabbi Meir. That's what Rabbi Meir says. Chachamim omrim bismano. Chachamim say destroyed bismano. It's time, meaning on Erev Pesach itself, on Shabbos, right? That's what they say.
Rabbi Lazar.
What? Wait a second. We'll talk about it a second. Rabbi Lazar bar Tzadok omer. Rabbi Lazar bar Tzadok makes a split. He says truma, which is not allowed to be eaten by zarim, and it can't be by your animals, and only a small amount of people can eat it. So you're worried that you won't, that it will be left over. So milipnei Shabbos, you destroy the truma before Shabbos. But chulin, which is a lot of people that can eat it. So, you know, if worse comes to worse, you can always invite people over and have people eat. And therefore, that's destroyed bizmanan. Right, so, what's the machlokas? What's the machlokas between Rabbi Elazar, between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim? So, the Balamor is the springboard for the sugya. The Balamor says that their machlokas is whether or not Bir Chametz Ela Besreifa or not. If you hold that Bir Chametz is only Besreifa, he's going to say that in Rabbi Meir. So, the only thing you can do is burn it. So, therefore, you can't burn it on Shabbos. So you have to do it before Shabbos. But the Chachamim, we'll hold it the Chachamim, who say that Ach Mifarer Mizorer Larua, you can even just flush it down the toilet or throw it out the window, spread it into the wind. It's not a malach on Shabbos. So keep the time, do it on Shabbos. You don't have to burn it. You can destroy the Chametz without be violating malach on Shabbos. So they say that's how you do it. Just spread it out. So the machlokas would be whether or not you hold Bir Chametz is Dafka B'Sreifa or not. Only issue with that is that the Rambam paskins that Bir Chametz can be Ach Mifar Rezor L'Ruach, which means you don't have to do B'Sreifa, but he also paskins you have to destroy it before on Erev Shabbos. So it's inconsistent. The Rambam obviously is cholik on Baal Mor. That can't be the, according to the Rambam, that can't be the Bir Machlokas, right? He's going to hold that you can destroy the Chametz any way you want. So according to the Baal Mor, if you can destroy your Chametz any way you want, therefore then you should be able to do the Bir Chametz on Shabbos. But the Rambam says still you have to do the Bir Chametz before Shabbos. It's machlokas obviously between the Rambam and the Baal Mor as to what you need to do. Then, so the Baal Mor then also argues on Rashi. Rashi said that you destroy the chametz before Shabbos, and he says Rashi says chutz michdei achilas al Shabbos, except what you need to eat for Shabbos. Baal Mor says no, it says mevarnes hakol milipnei Shabbos. Destroy everything before Shabbos. It means you get rid of everything. Well, if you get rid of everything, then what are you eating on Erev Pesach for your meals? What are you eating? So the Baal Mor says, eating matzah. He says, eating matzah on Erev Pesach. The Baal Mor says, how can I eat matzah on Erev Pesach? Doesn't...
Where did Baal Mor live?
Where did he live? He's Provence.
France.
He's, well, in between, right? Northern France. Southern France, northern Spain, like in the Pyrenees Mountains area. So, right, Baal Mor, the Meiri, the Raivid, they're all that area. No, they're not Ashkenazi. That's right. They're Provence. It's a different. They're in between. So Baal Mor asked himself, but wait a second, matzah on Erev Pesach. Don't we have the Yerushalmi that says kol ochel matzah Erev Pesach ilu ba alu rosh hasov beis chamav? As if you had via with your betrothed in your in-laws' house before the wedding. He said, well, Baal Mor says, you know what? That's only from this man of Yisro Chametz. And he starts in the afternoon. The chametz and the matzah are tied together. The moment that the Isra Achila kicks in, that's when you have the problem. So you eat the matzah beforehand. The Ramban argues. The Ran and the Rosh agree with the Baal Mor. We seem to hold that it's the whole day. Right? You can't have it beforehand. But that's the Baal Mor, he says. You don't have to worry about it. You get rid of all your chametz, then on Shabbos you eat matzah for two meals. Right? We do. Then you get to the Shal Shittos issue, which is a whole different issue. But
like it?
Right. the Ma'aram Chalava quotes the Yerushalmi, right? The Yerushalmi says, Amar Vlevi Ochel Matzav Erev Pesach Kebala Rusoso Beishamav, right? And if you Bala Rusoso, you get Makas Mardos. So he says, why is it compared? So he says, why is it compared to this? Why are you comparing eating matzah on Erev Pesach to being Boal Yerusha Beishamav? What's the comparison? So he says, Ulahachim Midami Luhu, what's the first case is that because you basically jumped the gun, right? You can eat matzah tonight. You're going to have beer with your wife tonight after the nisuin. So you jumped the gun. You went ahead of yourself. That's the comparison. But then he says another thing. He says inami. He quotes something else. Is the chihechi below bracha sura labaila umichra zayin brachas. There's sheva brachas when it comes to before you can get married. You have sheva. You have the chuppah, and you have the seven brachas, and that's part of the nisuin. He says so too. Before the matzah, there's seven brachas before you have the matzah. Yeshua says, what are the seven brachas? Because if you start counting them, you'll pretty much end up with eight. You got to figure out which one not to count, right? You have three in Kiddush, right? Three in Kiddush. You have the Bor Pir Gopin, Yisrael, Zman, and Shechianu. You have the Bor Pir Adama, right? You have Achilas Maror is five. Achilas Yidayim is six. Hamotzi and Achilas Matzah. Gives you eight before you eat it. We already have three on the. Oh, that yayin also. So it could be nine, right? So over there, you also have a shagalanu, right? You have in there also. So you have to figure out which ones sticks. Okay, that's what he says.
Shot sounded good.
No, he says it. The Maran Chalava says it. The Korban Asara brings it down. They throw out this one. You don't. They say Nitzil Sidaim you don't have because that's some say throw Nitzil Sidaim and Hamotzi because you do that every night. That's the same. That's every time you have every Yom Kippur. They're not special brachas for the night. So you can figure it out.
Right.
But the Maran Chalava also he passes over here. Stam Erev Pesach. He says the Kol Yom Hashmah. He holds like the Ramban and the Mochamos. Not like the Balmor that the Isser of eating matzah is the entire day. Mishnah Berurah brings down some of the minhag not to eat from Rosh Chodesh, some of the minhag not to eat 30 days beforehand. That's about not eating matzah before Pesach. Okay, fine. That is the Mishnah. Gemara. Tanya, what Brisa says. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar said, "Ham achash shavas abba b'yavne." One time, my father, obviously Tzadok, stayed in Yavne for Pesach. V'chal Erev Pesach liyos b'Shabbos, and Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos. Ubo Zunin v'munas Rabbi Gamliel, and a person named Zunim, who was the appointee of Rabbi Gamliel, came around and said, and "This is on Shabbos." V'amar higia eis levaris hachametz. It came time to destroy the chametz. V'alachti acharabo b'yanos hachametz. My father, and we destroyed the chametz. So here's a riot that you destroy the chametz on Shabbos. It's on Shabbos itself, right? So don't destroy it. You can flush it down the toilet. You can throw it into the wind. Throw it to the sea. Okay, now, next Mishnah.
What's the argument then if you have a Tana giving you an
8 Tana? No, Mayor's also a Tana. You disagree, you did it wrong. You should have destroyed it before Shabbos. Right. Okay, now the Mishnah is going to talk about somebody who is leaving his house on Erev Pesach, and he recalls, remembers that he has some chametz in his house. So when is it enough for him to just be somech on bittul and not go back to destroy the chametz? And when would he be required to actually stop where he is, turn around, go back, and destroy the chametz in his house? So hahole, someone erev Pesach is going out lishkor es pischo. He's going to do the korban Pesach. V'chein lamul es bino, or he's going to do bris mila. V'le'echos udas erusin v'veis chamav. He's going to eat the erusin suda in his in-laws' house. Interesting over here. How does sudas erusin seems? Beniskar sheyish lo chametz b'soch beiso, and he remembers or recalls that there's chametz in his house that he has not destroyed yet. Im yochol lachzor levar v'lachzor lemitzvaso yachzor v'yivar. If he has time to do both, so obviously go back to shore the chametz and continue on your merry way and do the mitzvah, right? But im lav. But if he doesn't have time to go back to his house and destroy the chametz, then mivatel b'libo. Then he can be somech on the doraiso, which would be to do bitul b'lev mivatelit, and in order that he does not lose out on the mitzvah. Rashi says mivatel b'libo v'lo yachzor. Oh, that's the next one. The next one. Okay, we'll do the next one. This is the next Rashi. But now, next case. But let's say he's going on his way, and he's going to Hatzim with Hanachrim. He's going to save people from the Nachrim. Or Minanar, or Minalistim, and the Lake of Minopolis. He's going to chase people from a danger. And then he recalls that he doesn't have Chametz, the last Chametz left in his house. then Yivata Belibo. He shouldn't even go back at all. Just Yivata Belibo on the spot. Rashi says Yivata Belibo Velo Yachzor Vafilo Yeshehus. Even if he has time, you don't you're going for this Pikuach Nefesh, this Hatzalah call. So Midaraisa Sagli Vitul Amo. It's enough to do Bittul. Do Bittul and then go do what you have to do and then go back. And then take care of it later. But in the meantime, you want to go save people. Now, Ve'im Lishbos Shvisas HaRishus. If he's going back to do, I'll just translate it, I'll just say, a Shvisas HaRishus, which is something that's a Dvar Rishus, then Yachzor Miyad. Go back right away and destroy it. So there are three levels. We'll see what Shvisas HaRishus means. There are three levels. The lowest level is when it's not, it's in a Rishus, you got to go back. When it's a mitzvah, if you have time, go back and then continue, otherwise continue. And if it's for the Satsala, don't go back at all. Go right away on your way, do what you have to do. So what is Shvisas HaRishus? So Rashi says, right, Shvisas HaRishus, he says, Shahayo Holech, Lahachshich Al Tchum, Likno Shvisasham. He wants to make an Erev Tchum. Right, he wants to make an Erev Tchumin. Right, kedei sheyelo misham lahan alpayim leilech lemachor sham dvar rishus. He wants to make eiv tchumen, but he's making the eiv tchumen for a dvar rishus, not for a dvar mitzvah. So then yachzor miyad. But aval likno shvisas mitzvah, he goes sheyelech machor chutz l'tchum the base avel the base amishta. If he's making the eiv tchumen in order to do a mitzvah tomorrow, then haynu kaholich lishkol et pischo. Then that jumps into category one, which is doing a mitzvah. Then if he has the time, he can go back. If he doesn't have the time, then he should do the mitzvah abim avata b'leiv. So Rashi says that Lishmo Shvisas Rishus is talking about an Eruv Tchumen. Tosos argues, because Tosos says there is a machlokas in the Gemara and Eruvin as to whether or not you can make an Eruv Tchumen for Dvar Rishus or not. Well, if that's true, if we're talking about here that you're making an Eruv Tchumen for Dvar Rishus and it's mutter, this should be brought as a raya for that shita, that you can make an Eruv Tchumen for Dvar Rishus. So Tosos says, right, Peyrus HaKuntris, Shahayah Holech LaHashus Al Tchum, Nikno Shvisas Sham, Leilech Dal, right, the Dvar Rishus, the Kasha. Im king tikshi l'man damer periklom ravin im revar me'el dvar mitzvah. There should be a kasha on that shita. He says v'nir l'ri d'achav erusho lishvos harishus. What does it mean lishvos harishus? Shaholech l'smoch l'pesav v'es ohavo l'krovo. He's on his way to the hotel, right? To do it. So he's on his way to do simchas pesach somewhere else. Well then, that's a rishus. You don't have to go away for pesach. So go back and do what you need to do, and then continue on your way. Okay. And if you can't get out, then you can't get out. There's no mitzvah. There's no mitzvah to go away for Pesach. Okay. What? The chiyuv. Okay. Next case. So now we're talking about, you know, remembering what's in your hands, what you're supposed to do. We're talking about somebody who is leaving Yerushalayim, and all of a sudden he realizes that he has Basar Kodesh. And he has to destroy it, right? Now, does he have to go back to destroy it, or can he do it in his spot? V'chein misha yatzim Yerushalayim. Somebody who's leaving Yerushalayim. And he realizes he has Basar Kodesh. Must be Kachi Kalim, because Kachi Kachim can't leave the Eichel, right? So then once he leaves Yerushalayim, right, this Kachim Kalim are going to be Nipsal, and they have to be destroyed. So they have to be destroyed in Yerushalayim. So what is he supposed to do? Im Avart Sofim, if he leaves Sofim, we'll see what that means. If he leaves Sofim, Sofer Bekoma, that means he went beyond a certain distance, so he should destroy it in his spot. Right, they were not matriach you to go all the way back. In lav, and if you haven't passed sofim, choser v'sofer lifnei abira, you go back and destroy it lifnei abira, which some say is a place right outside the zara, that's where they would destroy the kachim kalim. Right, so choser v'sofer lifnei abira may atzei maracha, from the atzei maracha. So what is sofim? So Rashi says sofim is over sofim shem kfar, some sort of village outside. So yochel linos beis hamidrash misham. Right, some sort of village outside. Outside of Yerushalayim, but you can still see the base of Midrash. Rashi Tosa says, no. What? Right, so Tosa says, no. Tosa says, Sofim cannot be, right? Because then Sofim is only, if you're talking about a certain village, well, Sofim is only on one side. It should be, there should be a landmark on every side of Yerushalayim, another landmark on every side of Yerushalayim. If you went to Sofim on this side, if you went to this place on that side, this place on that side, then you can see. Why isn't he giving one landmark? So Tosfos says that the Omari, the Tosefta, the Mechilta, the Mefarsh Behedja, Ezut Sofim. What's Sofim? Sofim means just you can see. It's Haroa, the Ein Masik. If you can see the Beis Hamidrash without any interruptions, Peirush Kol Mokum Sof Yerushalayim Shadochel Rosh Hamisham. It's any place around Yerushalayim. Sofim is not a name of a place. It's just it's a demarcation of how far away you are. Right. Well, okay, that's fine. That even better. Josephus in War Against the Jews in two spots describes a place called Sofim. Which is outside of Yerushalayim where you can still see the temple. So it's just, I mean, Josephus is sort of
a
right.
Maybe they're talking about right, they're talking about
right, could be. Okay, so you can do that also. I just thought it was interesting because it actually, in the history book of Josephus, he explains that's the case. Okay. Maharam Chalava also just brings out an interesting Yerushalmi. It talks about going back. What are the three things that you go, the three mitzvahs that they mentioned? The mitzvah Korban Pesach, Bris Milah, which are very chomer mitzvahs. The Rasei's, the Pitul Rasei Yechayev Charis, and the third one is for Sudas Erusin. So he says he quotes Yerushalmi. It says Borei Kama Gadol Kolach Hashalom. It just obviously Shalom Bayis to have the meal with your new wife. That's also Docha. That's also Docha, the mitzvah of going back and doing the Bir Chametz. It's on level with the Karis issues, right? Right. So Hukos Hashneid Varm Shish Ben Karis and Pesach on Mila. Okay. Now we also said over there that if you have by those three, if you have the time, you go back. But if not, you Bata Belibo. So what happens if Maharam Chalav says that's Dafka before Sheishos? But after Sheishos, the Chametz is no longer really in your possession. You know, they think it's out of possession. It's not really yours, but they made it yours in order to be liable. So what are you supposed to do? So he says, but after Sheish, then you can't, since you can't do Bittul anymore, you have to go back. Because you have to go back. So even though Pesach, Korban Pesach, or Bris Milah are dinim cut with Egev Kares, you have to forego that and go back to your house and destroy the Chametz after Sheishos, because you can't, because Bittul won't work. Obviously, that's a machlokas as to whether or not that's the case or not. Okay. So the Mishnah, we're only still in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is going to continue. It's Ramei Ad Kama Chomerism. Now the things that we mentioned over here, whether you have chametz or you have Basar Kodesh, how much chametz or Basar Kodesh is sufficient is enough to rise to the level where you would have to return. So Ramei Omer Zeb is Zebek Habetza. Eat the shear is a Habetza. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Zeb is Zebek Hazayis. It's with Hazayis. The chametz make a split. They say Basar Kodesh is Chashav Hazayis, but chametz is Habetza. Okay. So now, the Mishnah said that one of the things you go back for is the Seudas Eirus and Reis Chamav, and then you remember that you have Chametz in your house. If you don't have time to go back, if you don't have time, you just do Bittul. So in Mashma that, the Seudas Eirus is a mitzvah. Uri Menu Aleska Steer from a Brisa, Holeth Echol Seudas Eirus and Reis Chamav, someone at Pesach is going to eat Seudas Eirus and Reis Chamav, Vilishbos Shvisas HaRishus, or he's going to do the Shvisas HaRishus, which Rashi said was the Eirut Chumim, and Tosa says just go to somebody's house, right? So then Yachshur Miyah, go back right away. So this now puts Sudas Eirusin in category 3, which is the Rishus, not in category 1, which was the Mitzvah. So that's a Stira with our Mishnah. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan Lokasha, that's not a Kasha, Ha Rabbi Yehuda, Ha Rabbi Yossi. One's Rabbi Yehuda who says that Sudas Eirusin is not a Mitzvah, and one's Rabbi Yossi who says that Sudas Eirusin is a Mitzvah. The sign of the Brisa that says Sudas Eirusin Rishus, Sudas Eirusin is a Rishus, Diva Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi Omer, it's a Mitzvah. He says it is a Mitzvah. So, Hashta, the Amar of Chizda, Machlokas, Besuda Shiniya. Now, Gemara can continue and says that there are two Sudas that you have by the Eirusin. We have meal 1 and meal 2. And now that we established that the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi is about whether Sudas Eirusin is a rishus or a mitzvah, that's only by the second meal that they would have. Right? Aval Suda Rishona, but the first Suda, the first meal, Divrei Ekol Mitzvah. Everyone's going to agree that that's a mitzvah. So Afilu Teimo Haba HaRabbi Yehuda. We can say that the Mishnah and the Braisa are both Rabbi Yehuda. Right? In Lokash, Haba Suda Rishona. The Mishnah that says that the Sudas Eirusin is a mitzvah, that's by the Suda Rishona. The Haba Suda Shniya, the second mitzvah, the Braisa that says it's a rishus. That's talking about the second meal. Because Tanya, I'm a Rabbi Yehuda, right? Ani lo shemati ela sudas erisin, avalo sivlonos. The second suda is called the suda sivlonos. I'm a Rabbi Yossi, ani shemati sudas erisin visivlonos. Both of them are sudas mitzvah. This Gemara is a difficult for the shita of the Rosh. There's a major machlokas between the Rambam and the Rosh as to whether erisin is a mitzvah or not. Right? The Rambam says clearly in many places that erisin, that kirushin is a mitzvah, and Rosh says no, it's not a mitzvah. Look at the bracha; it's not a bracha, it's a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. It's only a hechsher mitzvah for Puravu. Well, the suda here, the Gemara is saying that the suda's erisin is a mitzvah. You don't have a suda's mitzvah without a mitzvah, right? The only time you have a suda's mitzvah, you do it when you do the mitzvah. So therefore, so it seems to be, yeah, Rosh has to figure out how to get out of this Gemara. This Gemara seems to indicate that Erisin would be a mitzvah. Okay, Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Omer, now we get some Maganata. Rabbi Shimon Omer calls Suda Shein Shal Mitzvah, Ain Tam Chacham Rosh Al Hanus Mena. Any Suda that's not a Suda's mitzvah, a Tam Chacham should not get any benefit from it. Higon Mai, what is a Suda that is not a mitzvah? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Higon Bas Kohen Yisrael. If a Bas Kohen marries Yisrael, that Suda is not considered a mitzvah. Or Bas Tam Chacham La Am Aretz, or Bas Sudor of a Tam Chacham marries Am Aretz. Right, the Amar Rabbi Yochanan, because Yochanan says Bas Kohen, right, a Bas Kohen who marries Yisrael ain't zivugin ol yofet. It's not going to be the Mazal Tov. Rashi says it's not a good zivug because the Bas Kohen should not marry anything other than a Kohen. So Mahi. So what does it mean that the Ein Zivugin Ol Yofet? What's going to happen to them? Amr Chizda, O Yalmana, O Eish will become an Almana, O Grusha will become a Grusha, O Zera Ein Lo, she won't have any children. The Maisnis Natana, the Mishnah we learn, Kovra, O Kovrato, O Mevi'yoslo De'aniyoso. He's going to bury her early, or she's going to, or she's going to bury him early, or they're going to become poor. So Moshe says, wait a second. If you marry a Kohen, if Bas Kohen marries a Kohen, they become poor. Ain't he? Is that really true? Right? But Hamar B'Yochanan, B'Yochanan said, Harosh Shishi Yis Asher, someone who wants to become wealthy, Yidabek B'Zara Shal Aaron, should marry the children of Aaron, so marry a Bas Kohen. The reason why the Kohen become rich is because of the Ketores. It's a special segula, they're rich, and that's why the whole thing that Kohen should do the Ketores more than once. Same thing with the Sandik we have at the Bris, they bring down. Okay, so he says, Harosh Shishi Asher, Yidabek B'Zara Shal Aaron, Kol Shekain Shet Torah, right, Ukahuna Masartan. And it's kosher cane if you marry a Tamil Chacham, because the Torah and the Kahuna will make you wealthy. So we just said that they're going to become poor, and you said they're going to become wealthy. He says, Lo Kasha, Ha Tamil Chacham, Ha Mamaritz. If a Tamil Chacham marries a Bas Kohen, that's good. If a Mamaritz marries a Bas Kohen, that's no good. Right? So Rabbi Yeshua Nasib Kahan, Rabbi Yeshua married a Bas Kohen, and Cholosh, and he got sick. So Amar, he said, Lo Nichling La Aaron, it wasn't good for Aaron. It wasn't good for Aaron that someone like me should be stuck to his descendants. That's why I got sick. But Rav Idi Bar Avin Nasa Kahanta, Rav Idi Bar Avin married a Kohenes, and Nafkumene Trey B'nei Semicha, and he had two sons who got Semicha for Rabbanus. Who are they? That's Rav Sheshes, Rav Rav Idi, Rav Yeshua, Rav Rav Idi. Okay? Amar Apapa, Elon the Sibna Kahanta, had I not married a Kohenes, Lo It Ari, Lo I Atri, I would not have become rich, and by marrying the Bas Kohen, I became wealthy. Amar Rav Kahana said, "I lo nesiba kahanta, had I not married a Kohenes, lo giloi, I wouldn't have been gola." Interesting here, gola, because Rav Kahana was in Bavel, and then he went to Eretz Yisrael. So he's calling leaving Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, be going into golos. Fascinating usage of golos. So Amar Leila said to him, "But halo makom Torah gilis. So what? You went to Eretz Yisrael. You went to makom Torah." You know, so he says, "No, but lo giloi kid the goli inshi." I didn't go willingly. I was kind of he was forced out. He was forced out. It's a story in Gemara Bava Kama on Daf Kuv Zayin that story.
Never go willingly.
What?
You go to Golish, you never go willingly.
No, but some people. But he's going to Eretz Yisrael.
No, so I'm saying you said regular.
Right. I didn't go like other people. I didn't. Other people go by themselves, and here I was forced out to go up from Bavel.
Anybody goes to Golish.
He's going to Eretz Yisrael.
He's calling Eretz Yisrael Golos.
Because he was forced out. That's what I think. Eretz Yisrael is not Golos. Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Yisrael. Okay. So Amar Rav Yitzchak. Rav Yitzchak says, Kol hanen misudas rishus. Whoever gets benefit from a non-sudas mitzvah, lasof golen. In the end, he gets Golos. Shnei Amar, the pasuk says in Amos, Ba'ochlim karim mitzon v'agalim mitoch marbeik. If you eat the keves and tzon, right? Uktev lachain ato yiglu b'rosh golem. Because of this, you're going to go out to the Golos. Interesting thing, Tosos points out on Amud Beis, Tosos talks out about Rav Kahana. Right, Rav Kahana said, had I not married a Bas Kohen. Kahana married a Bas Kohen, but there are other Gemaras that seem to indicate that Rav Kahana was himself a Kohen. So it talks about Rav Kahana, that he would, in Kedusha, talks about Rav Kahana would take to get the money for Pidyon Aven. There seems to be something for a Kohen. So Tosos, here's some of them say, two different Rav Kahanas. Tosos says, no, interesting, Tosos says that maybe it's possible for the husband of a Bas Kohen to also accept the money for Pidyon Aven. Interesting shita. Okay. Next, Tana Rabbanan, I'm learning a Braisa, Kol Tamil Chacham, Hamar B'Besut and Tzudaso. Any Tamil Chacham, right, Hamar B'Besut and Tzudaso, any Tamil Chacham who's a glutton, and he eats all the time, so in the end, because now he's not behaving like a Tamil Chacham, so in the end, if he's going to constantly be eating, Machriv is Beso, his house is going to be destroyed. Alman is Ishto, he's going to make his wife into an Amana. Yatim is Gozolov, and his children will become orphans. Vitamudo Mishtachach Mimenu, and he'll forget his learning. Achloga is Rabos Balosolov, and there'll be a lot of arguments and disagreements about it with him. Vitvarav Enam Nishmayim, and people aren't going to listen to him. Machal Shem Shemayim, he's Machal Shem Shemayim, Shem Rabos Shem Oviv, and he's Machal in the name of heaven, his name of his father, the Rebbe, name of his father. Interesting order, the rabbi comes before father. Right. Vigorim Shemra Lo Labanov Levanov, and he gets a bad name for him, for his children, for his grandchildren, Atsov Koladoros, till the end of times. So Mahi, what's the Shemra that he's gonna get? Amar Abaye, Yabai says, Karule, they call his children Bar Machim Tanuri, the son of the person who warms the ovens, because he eats a lot of bread. He's the oven warmer. Okay. Rabba Amar, they call him what? Bar Marke Bekuve, the guy who's Marakid or dances in the stores. right? He's like, he goes to the stores now to get to drink the beer, I guess. Rapapa Omar bar milachlech peniche, the person who licks the plates. Children of the person who licks the plates. Rav Shmaya Omar bar machrava, the son of the person who folds his clothing. Meaning he folds his clothing to sleep on it. He doesn't get undressed, doesn't have time, he's all drunk and full. He just lies, goes to sleep in his clothing, takes it all, folds it up, doesn't get into his nightwear. Okay, now, Tana Rabbanan, Li'olam, Yimkor Adam, Kol Masha Yeshlo, the person should sell everything he has, V'yisa Bas Tamei Chacham, and he should marry the daughter of a Tamei Chacham. She'im Meis Ogole, because if he dies, or he has to leave the house, he's still going to be okay that his sons or children will be Talmid Chachamim because his wife was brought up in that environment, so she'll bring up his children in that environment. I mean, Bizman Azeh, I don't think this necessarily applies. We don't even know who the Kohanim are. If you marry somebody we know who's going to bring up your children, you know, appropriately. Right? But Al Yisa Bas Am Aretz, because we don't even have, we don't know, the Am Aretz then doesn't exist now. Shouldn't marry the daughter of Am Aretz, she may so go to the Bon of Am Aretz, and the children become Am Aretz. Tana Rabban Only Olam Yikor Adam Kamashi Yishlo Yisa Bas Talmid Chacham. Not only should you marry a Talmid Chacham, you should sell everything you have in order that your daughter marry a Bas Talmid Chacham.
Bati?
Okay. So, what happened?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. There you go. Umashal the Inve Yagefen, here the song comes from. The Mashal is for the Inve Yagefen, the vines, the Inve Yagefen that mix up with other vines, Dabar Noam is Kabel. It's a nice thing, and it is accepted. Below Yisa Basam Aretz, you should not marry your daughter to a Basam Aretz. Umashal, what's the Mashal here? The Inve Yagefen, the Inve Hasneh. For the Inveh of Gef and the Inveh of the bush, that's Dover Ka'or. Those vines are disgusting. The Eno Miskabel, and it's not going to be Miskabel. What? That's not part of the song. No, they cut it off. They cut it off early. They cut it off early. Tana Rabbanan, we learned in a brisa, right? Le'olam Yimkor Adam Kol Ma She'yesh Lo Lisa Bas Tamei Chacham. Okay, now here's an order. Lo Matzah Bas Tamei Chacham. He doesn't marry. Doesn't find this daughter of a Tamei Chacham. Yisa Bas Gedolei Hador. Then he should marry the daughter of the Gadol Hador. So Tamei Chacham comes before the Gadol Hador.
Wow.
Right. Rashi says. Rashi says, fine, one of the Gadol. There's obviously more than. It's funny. It's true. Good point. There's more than one Gadol Hador. It's Gadol Hador. Right? There's not only one Gadol Hador. There's more than one. There's one. Right. There's one from Lakewood. There's a Tamei Chacham. There's a Gadol Hador from YU. There's a Gadol Hador from Tel. There's all different Gadol Hador. That's what it says right here. It's Araya. So. But you're right. So Tom, Rashi says Gedolei Hador is Anshei Maaseh Tzadikim. Different definition, I guess, of what Gedolei Hador is. It's just people Anshei Maaseh U Tzadikim. Don't say marry. Lo Matzah. It's not on the list at all. Lo Matzah Bas Gedolei Hador. He doesn't find the Bas. That's what's a hedge fund man. What about a hedge fund manager? That's it. Lo Matzah Bas Gedolei Hador, Yisav Bas Rosh HaKnesios. He should marry the Rosh HaKnesios, which are who? The people in charge of they're the Mamuna of the Tzibur, I would think. They also have Anshei Midos. Lo Matzah Bas Rosh HaKnesios, Yisav Bas Gabet Staka. Then he should marry the daughter of a Gabet Staka, because they have Nehmanos. Lo Matzah Bas Gabet Staka, Yisav Bas Melambe Tinokos. Then he should marry the Rebbe. Rebbe's loud list. Nowadays, depends on your neighborhood. It's also the Rebbe is the depending on what you're looking for. The Rebbe is the number one thing to marry. Mipnei Shehen.
I think the same fallback is the one that.
Right. So Lo Yisav Bas Ame Aretz, but do not marry the daughter of an Ame Aretz. Mipnei Shehen Sheketz. They are considered like a Sheketz. They're disgusting. Binah Shosein Sheketz. They're all Sheketz because they're not Zihiros Bemidos. So we call someone an Ame Aretz today. It's different than the Ame Aretz then, right? Ame Aretz people who doesn't. Some may not be so learning today, but he's Mekayim Mitzvos. So it's not Ame Aretz.
Not one who knows a lot of Torah. It's not an Amaris.
I don't think that applies today, right? Rabban Hosea and Omer on the children, the daughters of the Amaris. The language here is very harsh. It's the quotes of pasuk Arur Shochev and Kol Behema. Cursed be the one who lies down with any Behema, right? And since that they don't have, it's important that since they don't have a lev, Rashi says that they don't have right. Shadomus leBehema sheim hen lev lahavin. Right. Someone today also who doesn't know a lot of Torah, if you teach him and you learn to him, he's not rejecting it like an Amar Aretz then. Okay.
Is there a Gilgim, I don't see it's first to say, it's about Amar Aretz, Eshen Sheketz, and Eshen Sheretz.
Oh yeah, I read it wrong.
Sheretz. So what is that? Eshen Sheretz?
They're, because they are, the Amar Aretz are Sheketz, and their wives are like our Sheretz, and their B'nai are Behemoths. The daughters are B'nai. Tanya. Tanya. Okay, more braces with Barney Ami Oretz. Rebbe Omer. Ami Oretz achsor le'echol basar. And Ami Oretz may not eat meat. Shenemar zos toras ha-behemah va'of. This is the Torah of a behemah va'of. Kol osik v'torah. Whoever learns Torah, mutar le'echol basar behemah va'of. The kol she'eino osik v'torah, osor le'echol basar behemah va'of. Interesting. Only someone who learns can have meat. What? What does that mean? I don't know. I mean, you can say he doesn't know how to shecht. Ami Oretz doesn't know how to shecht. Therefore, that's why it says behemah va'of. It doesn't say fish. You can eat fish, you don't have to shecht fish. Right? So they can eat fish. Right? They're not bashanita. Alright. That's not me, that's a Ramban. So, Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, Ami Oretz mutal inocharo. You can stab, you can rip up the Ami Oretz. Right? The Yom Kippur is Yom Kippur with the Chalas and Shabbos. You can just kill the Ami Oretz, but only Yom Kippur with the Chalas and Shabbos. I honestly don't. Let's see, was it still recording? Oh no, it's not, it's still recording. It says 30:54. Still recording. Oh yeah, okay. Fine. Next. Tanya Rabbi Chiya, Kola Osek B'Torah Lifnei Ami Oretz. This is awesome. Whoever learns Torah before an Ami Oretz, Ki Ilu Boel Arusaso B'Fonav. It says, if you're Boel, you're betrothed in front of the Ami Oretz. Right, because the Torah is considered your Arusa. Right, Shenemar, Torah Tziv Lanu Moshe Morasha, Atapim Morasha El Marusa. We are married to the Torah, and if you learn Torah in front of the Ami Oretz, is if you bowl your Arusa in front of him. I don't know. I guess it maybe embarrasses him. I'm not sure what that means.
No, that's
it
says called Aishim B'Torah Lifnei Ami Oretz.
Right.
That somebody else is learning with the
Ami Oretz. Right, so it's Ke'ilu Bowel Arusasa Im B'Fonav. It's as if you're being bowl your Arusa in front of him.
Yeah, I don't get that.
Right, Rashi says Shemivaisho, because you're embarrassing him. So now we're concerned the Amaris. We don't want to embarrass him. Okay. Almost done with this. Gedola Sina, this is not, you like these Gemaras more, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Gedola, I like the first part of the Gemara today. Gedola Sina, Shesonin Amaya Arabs Atami Chachamim, Yosem Yisina Shonin Al Dichamim, that's Yisrael. Right, the hatred that the Amoratzim have for the Talmid Chacham is greater than the hatred that the Chacham have for Bnei Yisrael. Okay,
so you look at those new,
that's true. And the wives of the Amoratz, they hate the Talmid Chacham even more. That I understand also. They can okay. Tana, we learned in a Braisa, Shana Uperosh. Who's the worst? Yosem Yikulon. The worst person who hates the Talmid Chacham is someone who actually learned once and they separated from learning. Right, so that's the guy who once was in yeshiva and then became the guy who left, right, went OTD. That's the guy who's the worst when it comes to Talmid Chachamim. He hates the Chachamim more than the Nachum do and more than the Amoratzim do. Okay, that's totally I understand. Right, I mean, it makes sense also. The Chasam Sofer brings down that the reason why the Amoratzim hate us is because there's jealousy about the fact that they didn't get the Torah. There's a reason for the jealousy. There's a reason for the hatred because there's a jealousy. But why the Goyim hate us. Because they didn't get the Torah, so there's jealousy. Now, jealousy is not a good midah, but it's natural and it's understandable. So there's the hatred that makes a little more sense. But the Amoratzim, they receive the Torah. They just ignore the Torah. So what's their hatred based on? Not based on jealousy, it's just based on something that's irrational hatred that may be worse than well, yeah. Tanu, we learned in the Braisa. Shisha dvarim nemru b'Ami Oretz. There are six things said about Ami Oretz. Ein mosim lan edus. We don't, I guess, call them to testify. We don't give them testimony. Ein mezamin also lishmo davar halelav. We don't call him to hear something so that he would give testimony on it. The aim of kabbal menu edus, and we don't accept testimony from it. I guess because he's chashid on the shvu and on gezel. The aim of ganal hensov, we don't tell him any secrets because they can tell everybody else. The aim of manim osan apitropus al nehisom, we don't make them apitropus on the nechasim on the property of orphans. Because I guess they're choshed on Gezeva and Geneva. And the reason, again, the aim, the mind also not betropus al kupa shal tztaka. We won't make them the gabay tztaka. The aim is labi moim bederech. We don't accompany them on the way. We saw that already. The yesh omrim af aim machrizna al aveda. So we also don't announce on their aveda. talks it right away. What are you talking about? How do you if you,
you know?
Why do you if you know it belongs to the Amoritz, why do you have to do Machmas? You have to just give it back to him.
Yeah.
So Tosa says, no, you're talking about a Shayara of Amiratzim that and Aveda fell from a whole bunch of them. So you don't know whose it is, you don't have to announce it. Okay. And that's fine. Okay. Right. I mean the Pasuk says, you know, it says Bechein Tasel Chol Avedas Achicha. So I guess the idea is that Amoritz is not going to be considered Achicha anymore. Okay. Tanakama, right? The Tanakama, right? That's a Yesh Omrim. But there's a Tanakama, obviously, who says that you are machmas on the Aveda of the Akum. But Tanakama, Zimnin Dinafik Mnei Zara Ma'ali of Achilei. Sometimes they're going to have good children, right? Sometimes they'll have good children. And in the end, they're going to need the Nechasim, but they're going to get it. So therefore, you return to him, Shenemar, Yachin Vitzaldik Yibash, Yolbash. The Russia should, it's a pasuk in Eov, the Russia should prepare his clothing, even in the end, that Tzaddik may wear them, meaning that that's why he'd be machmas in the Aveda, because you're not giving back his nechassim for his sake, but giving back the nechassim necessarily maybe for his children's sake, who will become Tami Nechamim. Okay. Right. Tosos asks, right away, Im Tomer, Man Yodea Shehi Shel Amaretz. How do you know it belongs to Amaretz? Either you don't know if it belongs to Amaretz, or you know it belongs to Amaretz, you give it back to him. So therefore he says, you go into Shayor Shalom Amaretz Overus for Inish Nafal Mehem. Right? That it fell from this whole group of people, you don't have to go back. Okay. He says, Vahashta Mashma Bedafka Emach Reason Aval Vidoso, Toso says, Aval Ligzo Biyadayim Bo. You can't steal from them. You just can't have to return from them, but you can't steal from them. You can't steal from an Amaretz, you can't steal from a guy either. You know, not steal from a guy. You just can't steal from them. Okay. Next. Then going back, the Mishnah said that someone who was going to Shechtas Pesach or to go to give a bris milah, and he remembered that he had chametz in his house. If he had time to go back and do bir chametz, and then go back to the mitzvah, he should do that. And then the Mishnah said, v'chei misha yatsa, someone who left Yerushalayim and he sees that he has kachikalim in his hands, he should go back and destroy it by the bira. And how? What's considered davar kashuv? So Rabbi Meir says, in either cases, if you have a beitz of chametz or a beitz of kachim, and Rabbi Yehuda says, even if you have just a kazayis, that's sufficient to warrant you to go back. And the chachamim may have split by the basar kodesh was a kazayis, by the chametz it was a kabeitzah. So the neimra by this, seeing what Rabbi Meir said here, right? And Rabbi Meir said that it is with a right. It's with a beitzah. The Rav Meir Savar Kibetzah Hu Dechashiv, that a Beitzah is considered Dabar Chashiv, for Rabbi Yehuda Savar Kazayis Nami Chashiv. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a Kazayis is also something that's considered Chashiv. Very minimal, that's your Stira, because Ad Kama Hei Mezamim. What is the Shir, as Gemara and Brachas, Afim Hei, what is the Shir that's Mechayiv Azimun? How much do each of the three people have to eat together in order to be Mechayiv Azimun, that they can't then split up and bench by themselves? So what's the Shir Chashiv to put them together? So Ad Kazayis. The Tanakama, which is the Stam Mishnah, says a Kazayis. Rabbi Yehuda Omer HaKabetza. So here Rav Meir seems to be saying that Dabar Chashuv is a Kazayis, and Rav Meir is saying it's a Kabetza, which is opposite of what we saw over here. So Rabbi Yochanan Mechlef is a Shita, flip the Shitas over there, all right, by the Zimun, and Rav Meir would say that the Zimun is not with Kabetza, and Rabbi Yehuda would say that it is a Kazayis. Abai Amar, Lolo no Tepuch. You don't have to flip the Shitas. Why? Because there's a difference. Hasam b'krop pligi, v'hacha b'svara pligi. There the machlokas is regarding the interpretation of the pasuk, and here the machlokas is regarding a svara. The pasuk over there is v'chatev savat v'rachas Hashem elokecha al arstov v'shen osan loch. So hasam b'krop pligi. Rav Meir savar v'achalta means achila, right? V'savata is ishtia, and achila and savata ishtia, meaning that a person who eats and drinks is mechayiv in birchas hamazon. And achila, what is achila? Achila is always kazayis. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, no, it's v'achata v'savata. Savata modifies the achila. You have to have an achila that is satiating. V'achata v'savata. It's achila sheyesh bo sviya. What is an achila that is satiating? Ezo zo, that's kabetza. That's only kabetza. So the machlokus is there regarding the pasuk. But hacha b'svara plini. Here the machlokus is regarding a svara. The Rav Meir Savar chazaraso ketumaso. The shear that we give that requiring you to return is the same shear regarding the tumah. Ma tumaso kebetza, just like tumas ochlim is by betza, af chazaraso kebetza, right? That's the size that they that's chashav to be metame tumas ochlim. So the chazachami also is that's the size that you have to go back for. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, he says no chazaraso ki isuro. You have to go back for what's usher. Ma isur b'gazayis. In all these cases, the isur of the gazayis, af chazaraso b'gazayis. Okay. Tanya Rabbi Nassan Omer, Rabbi Nassan says zeb zeh the shear for the chametz and the basar kodesh for the chazara. Both of them are kishtei beitzim. He says it's larger. It's two beitzim. The lo holy chachamim, but the chachamim did not agree to that. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a good day. Yeah.